baseball sign-up is underway, isn't it?
It's going, yes. Yeah, all the kids, all the parents get out there, sign up. We got registration closing on the 31st. So we need those numbers to come up a little bit, especially the older ages, the minors and majors. So if you have questions for us, I mean, let us know. We want to make sure every kid gets the opportunity to play. So, yeah, 31st is the deadline. And then the next week we will get together and draft the teams. Mm-hmm. So then we can get practice going the following week after that. We need to get a couple weeks of practice in before games start. One thing, after we get the teams picked, we're going to do for minors and majors this year, we're going to do a pitcher's clinic on April 18th. Time is not set yet, but just keep that in mind, parents. We want to get kids in there. We're going to get some high school and college kids in there to help kids just with form, and we want everybody to have a chance to pitch. So we'll do that. And then on May 1st, we're going to do opening ceremonies, which is always a great time, 6 p.m. down at Felling. We'll do the Parade of Players, and then free will donation hamburger feed. Mm-hmm. And then after that this year, we're going to go back to playing a game. We don't know if it's going to be a minor or a majors, but we're going to start the season that night, mm-hmm. after the parade, and get the season underway, get a game in. So that we want parents to stick around, watch some, see what we're all about. It's just a great time of year. I'm ecstatic about it. So
when you got, and we got kids involved, whether it be your own kids or your friends' kids and everything, that's a joy of Lynn McCook, and growing up here, Felling Field was special. It really is.
It is. It's that first night when you get out there, all the signs are up, and you just got a crowd of people. Kids are just excited. They got their pants on for the first time. A lot of them are T-ballers, and you know, it's just a great time. You see what Felling is about that night. Yeah, we're super excited about it. So yeah, please, if you have questions for any of us, Matt Davidson is the president, and he kind of runs the show. Or you can contact myself, and we'll get you signed up and put you in the right division. One thing I didn't mention, the age starts. So if your kid turns 5 before May 1st of this year, that kid is eligible to play in the T-ball. So he can play that year. If there's something right on the border, let us know, and we'll see if we can get it fit in. So
thanks to a lot of great sponsors who really help you out.
Oh, amazing. The sponsorship is so good. I mean, everybody, we got so many people that want to sponsor teams. We have banners, you know. And if you aren't a sponsor now and you want to, please reach out. We'd love having sponsorship. It goes a long ways. A lot of people see who sponsors that this program. It's a very good program. Great way to start the baseball season. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. And I did want to mention while I'm on here, we're super excited about the new complex, but Felling's not going anywhere. We're actually going to do improvements in Felling this coming fall. So if there's anybody that wants to put some money into helping us do that, we're just going to try to clean it up a little bit, get the infield looking a little better. So we'll take anything. So we're just we want to keep Felling going. We want to get it as looking as good as we can. So
glad to hear that.
Oh yeah,
because it's
a staple of
of McCook, Nebraska, yes. Is Felling Field, and I'm so glad to hear that. Also, thanks to all the coaches. That's a volunteer type of gig, isn't it?
It is, and you know, we are so thankful for the coaches. It's a lot of work. I mean, when we start out, depending on regardless of your level, we're looking at 2 nights a week of practice just to try to get kids introduced or just to get them going. So yeah, we can't thank the coaches enough. And please, when you're signing up, really consider being a coach or an assistant. Well, I mean, every year we're calling people to ask for more coaches. So if it's in your heart to do it, I mean, we'll take you. We really need the volunteers to help on that. So,
how about umpires? I know you're always looking for some umpires. It's kind of always a good summer job for some of the high school and college kids, isn't it?
Correct. Yes. We'll need umpires. We'll need people to work in the box, doing announcing. We're going to do game changer again this year. So, I mean, we have things where some high school, college kids, even maybe some junior high, can make some extra money coming out and helping us. So we'll have that sign up coming up. We're going to pass around the high school to start. But then, yeah, we'll take anybody that wants to be a part of the program over there, we'd love to have you.
So if you haven't got signed up yet, best way to do it is go where?
I'd get online. Okay. Get online, and there's a QR code, and that's the easiest way to get going. If you have any issues, reach out at the end of this. I'll give you my number, and that's going to be your best way. Just get online and go from there. There's also flyers around. We took them around to all the schools, and that QR code's on there as well. So.
Also, the season, you say May 1st, the opening ceremonies, usually get done the season by the kind of start of July, don't you?
Yeah, our goal is to always be done before July 1st. We want the kids to be able to enjoy the summer from July without having baseball. So we will push as hard as we can to make sure that all the games are done. We pray that we get rain, though. So, if we have to postpone some games and move them, we know how to do it. So, yes, we will be done by 4th of July. So,
you always hate rainouts, but boy, this year more than any,
we will take it.
We'll take them. Gosh dang, you can always we'll always find different dates. But boy, we need some moisture in the worst way.
Oh, the worst way. So, but Rich, thanks for letting me come on here.
You bet.
This is Jay Johnson, and if you have any questions regarding the Youth Baseball Association, please reach out. My number is 308-340-4756. So, yep, reach out. We'll put you in the right direction, and, we're going to get this season going, and we're all excited.